Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200. Good evening. Welcome aboard another edition of Sports Overnight America across the country on iHeartRadio and tuned in around the globe on the American Forces Radio Network. Marty Terrell, a Tuesday into a Wednesday as we roll on into a busy sports week on this first week of April 2024 as we get it going. Presented by Innovative Wellness in Clive, Iowa, a big grand opening. Innovative Wellness on April 11th from 4 to 6 p.m. in Clive, Iowa with Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, and the whole crew at Innovative Wellness. Dom Jimenez along the way as well. Dominic, good job out of him last night navigating that live, very noisy MVP arena in Albany, New York. Scene of just a incredible basketball game between Iowa and the LSU gals last night. Iowa wins the game, punches their ticket, and she's a phenom. Caitlin Clark is phenomenal. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. 41 points, 12 assists, 7 rebounds. Just a madhouse at South Pearl in downtown Albany, New York last night. And the Iowa Hawkeyes head coach Lisa Bluter, they punched their Final Four ticket for Cleveland. It's set. It's going to be the late game, UConn, and I'll tell you, this is going to be a tricky spot. We'll break it down a little bit later on in the hour. We're going to be heavied up on the women's hoops, folks. Listen, the men's, later on in the week, perhaps. I know the Yankees are off to a 5-0 start. People want me to go, headlong into baseball. Larry Lucchino, who was part of the ownership troika and who really was the architects of that Red Sox, not a dynasty, but certainly a change after all those forlorn years as just lovable losers. The Red Sox finally snapping the curse of the Bambino. Larry Lucchino dead at the age of 78. So a lot of news and notes. We get it going here. Again, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. We are not lacking topics to delve into. We look forward to it. But, yeah, Caitlin Clark, just a virtuoso performance last night in Albany, New York. So we'll spend a ton of time on that, and we look forward to it. All right, we are presented by Innovative Wellness. Again, a grand opening coming up April 11th in Clive, Iowa. We're excited about that. Vanguard Utility Partners, our pal Randy Byrne, and Iowa EPS, George Cataldo and the family. Roadshow continues in Cleveland. You're on Sports Overnight. Final Four for the gals coming up this weekend. Don't go away. I'm expressing all my pain. You know I'm a poet.
When you're sleeping through the night, I know you the coldest. I used to heat your body. Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, cruising along here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday in the overnight here, Sports Overnight America. Baseball tonight, Yanks look for a 6-0 start to the regular season. Cortez for the Yanks, Zach Gallen. So that's kind of our little highlighted piece of action as we head to the overnight, that game in Arizona. So we look forward to that. All right, let's get to, women's Final Four. We're going to spend a ton of time on it. There were so many issues that came together. Race, men's versus women, NCAA, name, image, likeness, women being slighted at the expense of men with all these, crazy endorsement deals. There were so many subtopics, if you will. It was crazy, and this all started, with name, image, likeness. But it was really interesting, and it was a relief when that ball went in the air, 7:15 Eastern time last night, when that ball went up in the air and LSU controlled the tap. It was like, game on, let's play it. And Caitlin Clark had a really interesting quote in the post game. Of course, you're the winning team, you're feeling good. She said, look, there was 13,888 was the official announced attendance. Boy, I tell you, there are people standing in the aisles. I'm saying there's closer to 15,000. Sports bar inside MVP Arena filled to the gills. All the ancillary bars in and around MVP Arena downtown Albany filled. It was unbelievable. It was absolutely crazy. And so, but Caitlin Clark said, look, if these two teams had played in an empty gym with nobody there, the intensity would have been the same. Now that's hyperbolic and a little over the top, but her point was well taken. There was a level of intensity, the rivalry. We didn't have many histrionics. Of course, you had Angel Reese go down in the game, tripped over a TV camera, found herself out of the game limping, riding a bike to get herself loosened up back into the game. I thought she played a remarkable game. I really do. I mean, I'm looking at her stat sheet. She struggled, though. 7 of 21 from the field, and she missed 5 free throws. But she put together a 20-rebound night. I mean, Angel Reese did a heck of a job, finished with 17 points, 4 assists. What really killed what really killed LSU, they took 20 more shots than Iowa, 19 to be exact. All right, they took 88 shots. They hit on 34 of them. So that's where, you know, their shooting percentage, they missed so many. And in that crucial third quarter, they had so many balls roll off the rim. And I was at, it was at my end of the court where I was sitting, and I'm sitting there going, man, can they catch a break? I mean, it was crazy. It really and truly was. But, you know, listen, this was a night where Caitlin Clark, virtuoso performance, 41 points. I mean, you look at this stat line. She sat for a minute and 23 seconds. She didn't sit for a second. She never came out of the game. Kate Martin sat for a minute 23. Gabby Marshall, 40 minutes performance. Anisha Morrow for LSU didn't get a breather. She played 40 minutes. Michaela Williams, who is a nice player, Michaela Williams is a nice player, had 18 points. Very solid. That LSU team is a good team. I have not seen South Carolina in person. I haven't seen UConn in person, so I got two down. But I will tell you this, the one thing that I think looking ahead here, and we're going to be all over the place here, the one thing, if you're looking at Iowa-UConn coming up Saturday night, 9:30 East, too. Wow. Another, here we go, Saturday Night Live, right? Friday Night Live, and then Sunday championship game. Here's the one thing if you're a UConn fan. They don't have any depth. They play six players, and if they get foul trouble, they're cooked. And we'll get into that more in a moment here. But I'm telling you, that if I'm Gino Auriemma, listen, this is their 23rd trip to the Final Four. I mean, last year was an aberration. It was the first time in, what, 4 or 5 years they didn't make the Final Four. And they've got Paige Buechers back. She's outstanding. Gino threw a log in the fire last week. I don't think he's going to say it again in Cleveland. He says he's got the best player in the country. He doesn't. It's close, but I would take Caitlin over Paige. And listen, I expect a coach to say that. Not going to get all crazy and wound up like some Iowa fans are. Look, use it as billboard material, but you know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. A coach is always going to think his best player is the best player in the game. And if the coach doesn't feel that way, shame on the coach. So I know what Gino's doing. Plus, he's stirring it up a little bit. But he's showing that gal who has come back. Listen, she, 2 years ago, she sat for a lion's share of the season. She missed the entire season last year. For her to come back and average close to, what, 22, 23 points a game and doing what she's doing, you got to doff your cap to Paige Buechers. She's an outstanding player. She's slightly, I don't think Caitlin's head and shoulders better, but she's eyeballs up better than Paige Buechers in my opinion. I mean, Clark can pass the ball. Length of the court, in traffic, bounce passes, around the back. I mean, Kim Mulkey said it. I mean, listen, the LSU coach said, look, this is a generational player. All these comparisons, you know, to men's players like Magic and Maravich and Cousy, if you will, dating myself, spot on. I mean, this is a phenomenal basketball player. And let's go to the post game now. We're in the room. We're waiting forever. She's doing ESPN. She's going to do SVP Scott Van Pelt later. She's got a horde of cameras. She can't leave the court. There's confetti all over the place. There's interviews. And then, you know, we're sitting there saying, all right, let's get the group thing underway. And she did. And she just brought it all together. Let's hear it. It's a little over 2 minutes. But here's Caitlin Clark kind of bringing everything into one nice little package in a little over 120 seconds and putting it all kind of together on a momentous night where Iowa punched their Final Four ticket 2 years in a row. Here's Caitlin.
I think that's obviously our goal. That's where we want to be, but you got to win one at a time. There's still two more there to get, and that's what makes the Final Four so fun. You know, anybody can take it. Anybody can win it, and yes, we want to win the national title. That's probably what 100 other Division I basketball teams said when they started their season. And there's only one team of 360 that get to end their season happy. And to me, that's what makes this sport so fun. You know, a lot of people end disappointed. And, you know, being so close last year, I think that's what just drives you. But I know our group has given everything we got. And, you know, at the end of the day, you win, you lose. I feel like our group has given so much to this game and to this program that you can always help hold your head high. But I think at the same time, that's the reason we have been able to play such good basketball, is we don't want this to end, and we want to keep coming back and working hard with each other and fighting for one more week and, you know, extend it as long as you possibly can, I guess.
Chantel Jennings with The Athletic. Caitlin, after your freshman year, the loss to UConn, you said something in the press conference then about, like, you know, I wanted to get to a Final Four. I didn't say it was going to be my freshman year. Thinking back then, like, what was missing in you and that team to make that step, and what is it that you guys have now that you were able to do it twice?
Honestly, like, I feel like, well, first of all, we were a young team. We had no experience playing with a young point guard. Like, I was a freshman, and I think the biggest thing has just been, like, my maturity and being able to move on from things when it doesn't go my way. And I feel like that's what I'm the most proud of over the course of these last two games, just being calm, cool, collected, and dialed into what we need to do. I'm not worried about what the other team's doing. I'm not worried about what call the ref is making. I'm worried about what Iowa needs. And, you know, when I'm able to do that, I feel like that helps my teammates a lot, and I feel like that's the biggest way that I've grown over the course of the last 2 years. I'm not sure I really even did that my sophomore year, and, you know, I've always had the basketball skills. It's just been my mind and, you know, making my mind better, and, you know, lucky enough, I've had really good teammates that have held me accountable and, you know, also been my biggest fans and been there to support me, you know, the entire way.
There you go. Caitlin Clark brings it all together, and it is the experience. It is no question the experience, which I think is going to be the difference in why I think this team can not only beat UConn, and I think they will beat UConn, give you some reasons on the other side, and can take care of South Carolina. But they're going to have to play near perfect if they get to Sunday night. And then trust me, Lisa Bluter will keep this team focused, because Connecticut's not going to be easy. I'm not suggesting that. But I think Iowa's just got a few more players and any kind of foul trouble, UConn's going to be in a world of trouble. I mean, Mull got in foul trouble guarding Juju Watkins, KK Arnold, Aliyah Edwards. Listen, they're talented, and Bukers is a monumental talent. So it's going to be interesting. We'll spend more on the women's game coming up. Lots to get to as we roll along here Tuesday into a Wednesday on Byline.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
All right, talking the world of sports, Tuesday into a Wednesday on Sports Overnight America, presented by Vanguard Utility Partners. Randy Byrne, Innovative Wellness, grand opening, Clive, Iowa, April 11th. Mark your calendars, 4 to 6 p.m. Clive, Iowa, on University Ave, right at the Clive Waukee town line, if you will. Innovative Wellness dot center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, Amy, the great staff. A lot of excitement coming up with their grand opening. Mark your calendars, April 11th. You go to their website. You will see some of the prize giveaways they're going to have at that event. So we're pumped up for that. All right. You know, a little more on LSU, Iowa. I'm looking at the New York papers. It's the beauty of being in Albany, and it just banner headlines, just banner headlines. The women's game, and that's what people kept talking about, you know, how this game, you know, the beauty of being down close to some of the fans in the lower bowl. You heard the talk, the chatter during timeouts. You know, you kind of do a little ear hustle and try to, you know, get an idea of what people are saying and reacting to. And what you kept hearing was, oh, my God, this is like she has done so much. She, as in Caitlin Clark, has done so much for the women's game. And I'm going to see if Dom in the last segment, if I can pick his brain on a couple things, because listen, I'll be the first one to admit I'm late to this party. I am, listen, Lobo, I did her a couple of her high school games when she was at Southwick Tolland High School in Western Mass, right on the Connecticut Western Mass line. She beat my alma mater, Greenfield High School, back in her final high school game. She destroyed them before she went on to win a state title. She sat under the basket, and I think she scored 50. I mean, it was just a mismatch. But I'm late to this party. Sure, I remember Pat Summitt, Bender Regals in Des Moines, where Tennessee came in when Pat Summitt was in really her final years and precious few months of her life. You know, we saw Pat Summitt at her absolute best, and we saw her health-wise at her worst. But I'm not going to, you know, Sue Bird, yeah, loved her. Tarazi, saw her a couple times. UConn, you know, when I was back in New England, yeah, they were a spectacle. I mean, listen, this is their 23rd Final Four, Connecticut. They've won 16 national championships. I mean, this is crazy. You know, and my late dad, old Len Terrell, and stepmom Shirley in Bristol, Connecticut, before they moved to Florida, couldn't go to their house. I couldn't go to their house and say anything negative against UConn's women's team. They went nuts. There was this passionate following. So we have been down this road to a point. But I'm the last person that's going to sit here on some soapbox and say, hey, we've never seen women's basketball like this. If that's the case, I'm not the one to make that statement. Again, I'm Johnny come lately to this party. Now, that being said, now that I've come to the basketball, women's basketball party, I love what I'm seeing. I love what I'm enjoying. I tell you, I've been around people who were part of our traveling party this week, and they said, this is the most exciting thing that they have done sports and entertainment-wise in a long time. I'm serious, and these were volunteered sentiments that they were bestowing upon. They're just coming out saying this is unbelievable. I mean, it really was, and to see that crowd. Now, I talked to more people today. We're waiting for that TV number out. My assistant, Liz, will Google it. She'll tell me those numbers should come out. They did, what, $7.5 million over the weekend. Last year's championship game, LSU and Iowa, did a $9.9 million. I think they're going to obliterate it this year. We shall see. I would like to know what LSU Iowa did last night on ESPN. And I don't know if there's a number out Nielsen-wise that has been released. And at the start of the show a half hour ago, I could not find it. So maybe it's popped up. I'd like to know. I digress. So, you know, the women's game, is this the high water mark? And the other debate that won't go away is, can they sustain it? They being the gals, the NCAA, these schools, Kim Mulkey at LSU, Gino Auriemma, he's 70. She's darn close to that, I think. And anyhow, so, you know, post Caitlin Clark, post Angel Reese, post, you know, all these great players, Raven Johnson, Cordoso, Beckers, who I just talked about, who's basically lost two seasons to injury. Will college basketball on the female side continue to put up these numbers? It's doubtful, but it could happen. We might see a dip. But I think what we're seeing is we're seeing now a mold that's been broken. We've been conditioned, especially in the media. We've been conditioned to kind of, you know, okay, yeah, the women are playing opposite of the men, or not opposite, alternating days. It's not a big deal. Let me tell you something, and I mean this. I am more jacked up about this Final Four. And again, being from Iowa and living there and kind of getting caught up in this, maybe that's the reason, maybe it's not. I'd like to think it's not, because I just think the storylines and what we're seeing is crazy. And I would be equally as excited if the situation and the shoe were on the other foot, and say this was Utah, or if this was, and Texas was pretty darn good, or if this was the University of Florida and they had a generational player like Caitlin Clark playing at Florida, would I be as pumped up? I bet you I would be. Maybe not as much, but it'd be darn close. But anyway, so we go to Angel Reese. Listen, this woman, and there's been issues. Some people say it was a quiet suspension this year. She missed four games. Other people think it was, you know, she was dealing with some stress. These gals are moths to social media flames. They can't help themselves. Kim Mulkey said last night, and that's what she talked about. She said these issues, if that's what the media is referring to, I'm going to take it as their issues are all about social media. And these girls are stressing about it. We saw it with Flauge. She said it, the hate, the venom. And they went off on both her and Haley Van Lith, who transferred over from Louisville. They really went to the defense of Angel Reese in that press conference, to the point where Angel was brought to tears, literally brought to tears, with the words and the support that was bestowed upon her by the two gals. Again, Flauge Johnson and Haley Van Lith. So I'm going to play a couple of a couple of cuts. Now, listen, do I think the injury last night to Angel Reese was she wasn't exactly the same player post-injury, but she ran into a TV camera. She describes it, but she worked her way back into the game and it still was being a major force in the game, but she hurt herself with missed easy shots, and the missed five free throws were absolutely critical. And when you contextualize her misses at the free throw line, they were really, really, really a difference maker, I felt, in terms of momentum. Here's Angel Reese, the junior at LSU. Let's hear.
I rolled my ankle on one of the cameras. And I mean, I'm tough, so I tried to play through it, of course, and this is something that has been going on for a little while now, but I played through it, and I'm not going to make that an excuse for the rest of my play for the game.
There you go. She fought through it. You look at her stat line. Again, she played. She didn't sit out long. She put in 36 minutes. 36 minutes. 7 of 21 shooting, and then 3 of 8 from the line. But she had 20 rebounds. 10 on the offensive glass. Think about that. 10 of her 20 rebounds were on the offensive glass. She did foul out. She had 4 assists. She had a hell of a game. I want to say this, though, is we're going to hear from Haley Van Lith. Again, a decorated transfer from Louisville. You know, she had some cultural adjustments to navigate when she got to Baton Rouge. Last night, she had to navigate chasing Caitlin Clark all over the court. She was one of two. She was one of two. You know, the media, some people said, well, there was only one person guarding Caitlin Clark. That was not true. The Australian gal, Last Tier Poa, had her hands full, and she got a heavy dose of Caitlin Clark too, make no mistake. But Haley Van Lith was a classic example of rubbery legs defending at the expense of her offense. 2 of 10 shooting, 1 of 8 from three. It killed her. She had 9 points, but she was just, befuddled trying to cool down a absolutely white hot Caitlin Clark. Let's hear from Haley Van Lith. Let's hear.
Caitlin's very skilled. She's a great player. She hit some tough shots, and there's not a whole lot you can do about some of the threes she hit. And I think, her role, or the team around her that plays a role, they did a good job of executing their role. So, ultimately they played better than us, and that's what it was.
Tell you what, that gal could play for me. She really could. She left it out there last night, and Flage could play for me too. 5 o'clock in the morning every day, up reading the Bible. 500 makes. She shoots 500 shots until she's, makes 500 shots. Doesn't leave the gym. Home, studies, works out, teammate, does some name, image, likeness research for herself. She's going to be a great pro, and she has lights out at 9 o'clock. Mulkey took a lot of heat. She really did. And you know what she said last night? She was a gracious coach in defeat. I felt like Mulkey truly cares about her team. It was heartwarming. Maybe I'm getting soft in my old age, but I tell you right now, I have a lot of respect for LSU. I really do. And I think the media, whether it's Kent Babbitt, the Washington Post, or the dope out at the LA Times, who called them, dirty debutantes, he walked back that article. The LA Times had huge egg on their face. That was a horrible job out of them. And they wonder why these gals, don't want to talk and get so gun-shy with the media. It's intimidating for them. All right, we'll come back. We'll do some baseball. We got to do that. The season's underway. Snell's finally going to get a start soon for the Giants. Yanks on a roll to start the season. We'll get it going. We'll do some baseball and some other stuff coming up here on Sports Byline. Sports Overnight. Keep it here.
Hi, this is Quentin. A little thing I love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips are how satisfying they are. The chicken strips are amazing. They're always filling, crispy, tender, and juicy. Definitely one of my favorite things on the menu. Especially when you add in that Chick-fil-A sauce. Always the perfect combination. And then, personally, you know me, I'm getting a 4-count. I want as much chicken as possible. I'm that guy. Whenever I get them, whether it be lunch or for dinner, in my household, it's always a winner.
Order the chicken strips on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customer paid for their testimonial.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovativewellness.center. At 515-355-3200.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Yeah, we've seen everything this year. We have been through so much adversity. So I'm more than proud of this team. We don't have that much depth. We had some injuries. I took some time away from the team. So many things happened this year. So many things hit us. And we never folded, and just being able to come out tonight and give our all for 40 minutes, we came up short, but we have to keep our heads up.
Angel Reese, the junior, out of Baltimore, Maryland, 6'3", and last night I was just watching this gal intently. Putback bucket. Open fast break finish. That gave her four. Rattled off another two putbacks. Had her up to eight. Another little jumper right baseline corner got her to 10, 12. 12 points, and then the free throws started one of two. One of two. One of two. Missed two. Her stat line, like I said, 10 points. I should say rather, 20 points, excuse me, 20 rebounds. Let me get through it. 17 points. I'll get to it. So 17 points, 20 rebounds. She did her part. The free throws hurt. They just did when you contextualize them. All right. I respect him. He produces the program. He does a great job. But, Dom, I thought of you last night because it was a debate. Oh, this is it. Clark, you know, they go to Cleveland, they lose. The women's basketball is going to come to a screeching halt. I disagree. I mean, I'm not saying that Caitlin Clark is going to immediately spawn little Caitlin Clarks all over the country, but man, she's got a huge fan base. It's like the Beatles. I mean, she shows up in an arena and that place is electric. She's done wonders for women's college basketball. Transcendent, phenomenal, phenom. Generational. These are all the adjectives being used to describe her. What I want to know is she's gone at the end of the year. She's going off to Indiana. She'll be a number one pick of the Fever. She'll play in the WNBA. My question for you is, and you probably be the swing vote here, is this the end of college basketball, this fury known as the Caitlin effect, or is the game going to move forward, the women's game, college hoops? Let's hear. Go ahead.
All right, so a few things before I get into that. You mentioned she's leaving. I think Kim Mulkey, that was the greatest quote. They asked her about Caitlin Clark and what she told her in the handshake line. She's like, I'm glad you're going to be gone next year. I love it. That's right. A great answer.
No, it was. And she talked about that last night.
It's
that was
cheeky.
That was.
It's funny. And at the same time, you know that was a 100% authentic thought. Thank goodness I don't got to go against Caitlin Clark. To be fair, we said the same thing 4 years ago about Sabrina, or three, 4 years ago about Sabrina Ionescu. She was super popular. The women's game, it obviously wasn't at the level that it currently is. But we thought, hey, we're never going to see this again. And now we've continued to grow. Now we've got Caitlin Clark. I think this might be the peak of it for a little bit, but I will say, I think we have a new floor. And that floor has been raised in terms of the number of people who are going to be interested in watching. You know, over the last 5 years, we've had this notion of girl dads and how they can be supportive in all of that of their daughters and in their endeavors, and how sports can be a bridge to a bridge to close a gap where we've seen on social media so many videos of kind of like the Taylor Swift effect where, you know, daughters and dads, dad loves the sports, daughter likes a certain person. Oh, perfect blend of things. Now they have Caitlin Clark that they've been able to root for. And I think what's going to hurt the game is not that necessarily Caitlin Clark is leaving. It's that I know how the media companies generally work, and we're going to get less coverage of the women's game. It's through no fault of Caitlin Clark other than she's done. She's going on. This is a college sport. So I think we're definitely going to hit a decline. But I think the floor for the general number of viewers has gone up. If you look at the WNBA, season tickets for the Aces sold out already. They don't play for another month and change, and the season tickets have already sold out. So I think, and here at in the Bay Area, Bay FC, the new NWSL soccer team. I know it's a different sport; it's professional, but there is demand for it there. Demand for the women's pro team here already. 5,000 people have deposited like $20 to be on the season tickets list for the Golden State WNBA team. So I think this floor that Caitlin Clark has had a huge hand in creating has been adjusted in terms of popularity and longevity ability, the factor of lasting or this popularity of the women's basketball game and women's sports in general.
I think that's right, and good point. I got one more question for you, though, and I think that's right. I think the floor has raised a little bit. And therefore, if the floor comes up a little bit, maybe the ceiling goes up a little bit. Here's what I want to know, Dom. This is a stupid question, but the NBA draft, I mean, it's coming up, and here's what I want to know. I mean, so she gets drafted. When is it? Well, hold on. When is the draft? April 15th. So you tell me she gets drafted on April 15th, and she starts her rookie campaign after a grueling NCAA final year at Iowa? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's how it goes. The WNBA season is during the summer, which is the main detractor of why I've yet to see the Aces play in Vegas. I don't want to be in Las Vegas during the summer. I don't care about the air conditioning. I'd rather not. Yeah. I've been there in August, and it was a miserable experience. Mariah Carey was great, but the getting to places was awful, and I don't need to do that. But yeah, no, that's one of the things. They come off their season and straight into the WNBA season. And the WNBA, that's why so many players are playing overseas in their offseason, because the WNBA season is just during the summer.
It's crazy. And now you got an Olympic year, too. Caitlin, now, because of the Final Four, the Olympic gathering is in Cleveland. She says she's all focused on her team. She'll deal with, you know, the ice cube stuff. She said she hadn't even heard about it. I found that hard to believe. I'm not saying she's lying. Maybe your handlers haven't brought it up to her. I doubt. I think the ice cube is melt. I don't think she's taking the $5 million. She'll make that money, you know, probably twofold over the course of her life. So let's throw that out. But you got an Olympic year. So let me tell you something. You got great players here in this country playing in the WNBA. So how do they handle the Olympic scenario with the Olympics coming up in July in Paris? I find that kind of a sticky situation.
So I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I would imagine that the WNBA is going to do what most international soccer leagues did last year. Because if you recall, normally the World Cup is in the summer, doesn't affect the leagues. But because they decided to throw it in Qatar, it was in the winter, which affected almost every league but MLS here in the United States. And all of those leagues, they just paused. You can't rightfully, when it comes to making money for winning the league, you can't just keep playing with your backups when your star players are gone. So I don't know how the WNBA is actually going to handle it, but I'd imagine, you know, with Asia Wilson gone, Kelsey Plum gone, Breonna Stewart gone, all of the star, Sabrina Ionescu, maybe even Caitlin Clark, with all these star players gone, they have to pause the league. There's got to be a 2 or 3 week just pause in the league. Otherwise, it wouldn't make any sense from a competitive standpoint.
All right. One final thing. What kind of TV number do you think they did? I mean, they did seven. They did a high seven. when was that? Was that last week or whatever? And then they did 9.9 in the national championship game a year ago on a Sunday. 9.9 million LSU and Iowa round one, round two last night. What do you, I mean, I don't know. I mean, some people say 10 million. I would believe it. And then when I really think about it, that's a big number. You're going to go up almost 3.5 million more than the championship a year ago. Boy, if they do that, I'll tell you right now, nothing surprises me out of Caitlin Clark, not a logo three, not a 40-foot three, not a turnaround 1-footed layup underneath the bucket, not a behind the back pass, which is spot on the money, not a length of the court pass to Stolke for a layup. Nothing she does amazes me. Do you think over or under 10 million last night? I'm going to say under. Real quick.
Under. The 3 million, I think they could definitely make that up given the state of the game and popularity last year versus this year. But what I will say is a 4 o'clock game on the West Coast. I'm not saying there's a ton of West Coast viewers for Iowa and LSU, but in terms of people caring about wanting to see Caitlin Clark, I know I only watched the second half because I didn't get home until the second half. So I think that factor is going to come into play a little bit. The fact that it was a 4 o'clock game out here for us on the West Coast.
Good job. We shall see. I will check during the next break before we look at TV and what's going on streaming-wise tonight in the world of sports. I'll check the numbers, see if it's out yet. But I think it's going to be an 8, maybe close to a 9 is how I'm going to ballpark it. All right, baseball, Yanks, again, being in New York, they were all jacked up. Yankees off to a 5-0 start. Listen, they don't have Gerrit Cole, but they're hitting the baseball right now. And Cortez, Zach Gallen, we'll keep an eye on that game into the overnight as they're taking on the D-backs. Who don't look now. We're in the World Series a year ago, so don't make it sound like they're beating up on a bad team. But, you know, who knows? The D-backs might be the team that goes in reverse more than anybody. But baseball at the start, you know, you look at the Dodgers situation, you know, Mookie's carrying a big stick. You know, we're not, thank God, we got a breather from the Ohtani thing. Sounds like that thing is just going to, I would think, for the most part, just go away. We shall see. But, you know, I listened to a little bit of A.J. Hinch. Detroit, I mean, this might be a team, you know, we keep an eye on because the Tigers are showing a little moxie. And the Mets in a negative way. You look at the Mets right now, and these Mets fans are going crazy. I mean, they're just absolutely going crazy. I mean, Steve Cohen, you got a billionaire owner, and the Mets fans are just going crazy. They lose. You ready for this? This is how bad the Mets were. Okay, you're zip zip going to the 10th, and you give up 5 runs in the top of the 10th at Citi Field. Carson Kelly hits a 3-run home run. They get 2 additional runs. They hang a 5 spot. And don't look now, the unbeaten Tigers, 4-0, and the Mets are 0-4. So you got to compound things in New York. You got the Yankees at 5-0. The Mets are 0-4. That's a 9-game swing. New manager, new GM, all sorts of new goodies with the Mets. And they're off to a 0-4 start. So you know what I'm going to tell you? And we'll talk about what we're streaming and screaming about in the world of sports. They're in a rain delay and probably will not get the game in. So as you're tuned into the overnight and they're giving the scores, guess what? You're probably not going to hear a Mets Tigers score because it is wet. Some of the other, I don't know, you know, the Cubs, you know, and that National League Central, I think, is going to be a very interesting division this year. You know, a lot of people conceded to Milwaukee. I think the Cubs are going to be salty. I think they got a chance to make some noise in that division. But, you know, that's where we are right now. Baseball-wise, it's really about the Yankees off to a horrible start. A great start. Their counterparts across the New York City is the Mets over in Flushing, Queens, and they look god-awful. Just, I mean, how do you lose a 10-inning game 5-0? Well, the Mets found a way to do that, so we shall see. All right, don't forget, Final Four on Friday. Again, a lot of Iowa people and Connecticut people are going to complain that 9:30 tip. It's a Friday. It's not a Saturday. If it's a Saturday, that game would be, what, 5:40? And then you'd get, an 8:15? But that's not what you got. You got a Friday night, and you're going to have a 7:15, 7:20. and then a 9:30 tip. No other way around it. We come back here on Sports Byline. Keep it here. I'm Artie Terrell across the country and around the globe. Keep it here.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
All right, old friend Nick Nurse and the Philadelphia 76ers have a GTD. Good time daily? No. They have a GTD against Joel Embiid's name tonight as they get ready for the Oklahoma City Thunder, and that is game time decision. Former Kansas All-American should be in the lineup tonight. And not a moment too soon. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is out tonight. Jalen Williams out tonight. But Embiid, game time decision, Tyrese Maxey. That's a TNT-er. That's a TNT Tuesday night or into Wednesday. So you'll hear the overnight crew, I'm sure, reference that game. Sixers. They have, look, April 2nd, the regular season ends, what, on the 15th or 16th? They've got six or seven games left, not including tonight. They're hoping to get Embiid. He's going to have a few layers of rust, so this should serve well. I just circle this. I think the Sixers are going to be a tough out. I'm telling you, if there's a silver lining when you lose a guy for a couple months and you get him back for postseason, while a lot of guys are spent, they're sucking wind, they're tired, they're dinged up. Now, he's coming back from a big injury, a knee, you know. But I'll tell you, apparently he's been working out really well. I'm just telling you right now, the vulnerable Celtics, they're looking at that saying, oh boy, here we go. And so I don't discount it. Do not discount it. It's like football injuries with running backs. You know, they miss 3 or 4 weeks and they come back. They got fresh legs and all of a sudden they're feeling good about themselves. So we shall see. Dominic Jimenez, as always, thank you. Does an outstanding job. His knowledge on women's basketball is scary. He knows his stuff. Great job, too. Caitlin Clark, we heard from her. Angel Reese, Haley Van Lith, courtesy of NCAA and the great press conferences. Albany, I don't care what Rebecca Lobo says. Albany, you did a phenomenal job with this regional. I don't know what Lobo's doing that for, but maybe she just wants to draw a little attention ripping Albany. But great job out of the whole crew. Back at it tomorrow. We'll be back in Iowa. Enjoy your evening. Adios on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.